Hey, you're on Y105's Coffee Talk morning show today, and we have a very special guest joining us, Sabrina the Witch herself. I know that my male counterparts who were very excited to hear she'd be calling in, but more importantly, from the new movie, God Is Not Dead 2, Melissa Joan Hart, welcome.
Hi there.
Hi, so very excited about this new movie. Can you tell us a little bit about the experience of doing this?
Yeah, well, first of all, I read the script. I hadn't seen the first movie, but I read the script and thought the story was really great. I thought it was well-written. I thought the characters were really complex and robust and loved the character that I was going to play. And then I went and watched the first movie and realized I felt very called to do this. It really did turn out to be a beautiful, great message, and worked with some fantastic actors in Little Rock, Arkansas, and just had a great time. The movie, if you don't know about it, starts with me as a teacher, a high school, public school teacher, who is teaching about nonviolent protests and is asked about Jesus by one of her students, and she quotes scripture in the classroom. And then she's pretty much immediately thrown in the courtroom and made to defend whether or not you're allowed to discuss Jesus as a man, as he existed on earth in a public arena.
So would you say this is a really different experience for you from your other acting jobs that you've had?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I haven't done a whole lot of drama. I mean, I've done things like last year I guest starred on Mysteries of Laura, and mm-hmm. I did SVU, and I used to do theater, and of course I've done some dramatic movies. But, you know, usually I'm big and loud and driven by dialogue and funny and goofy, and it's usually comedy. And so for me to step into a film as the lead of a drama and a woman who's very introverted, very faithful, very kind of has a real quiet side to her, really likes to keep to herself. It's so unlike anything I've played before. It was very challenging, but very rewarding, too. But it was really difficult for me to have inner monologue as opposed to actual dialogue.
Right.
So that was one of the challenges of playing the character. But I really enjoyed the experience of it. And now that I've seen it, I'm so proud of it. And I hope I get the chance to do many more.
I was excited to hear that you were on it. I loved the first movie myself. And I always get nervous when they bring out a second. You know, oh, gosh, what will it be like? And when I saw the previews, I thought, this is going to be great. How was it for you working with this cast?
Oh, the cast was incredible. I mean, Jesse Metcalf carries so much of this movie. He really is incredible. He just nails these scenes. You add in Ray Wise and Ernie Hudson, Robin Givens, Pat Boone. Kaylee Arencia is the young girl from Goldberg.
She's
just wonderful in this movie. Drives a lot of the scenes. Even Sadie Robertson, who is from the Duck Dynasty group, she does a great job in this movie. You know, there's so many. And then there's all the characters that carry over from the first film, like David A.R. White and Patricia LaFosse and all these great people that carry through the film that were wonderful to work with, but also just amazing on screen.
So will this be a new direction from Melissa Joan Hart then, going into more of the dramatic area?
Well, I would love to do more. Look, as an actor, I just want to work.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not necessarily only going to do faith-based projects, quote unquote. I love doing my comedy. Mm-hmm. I love playing flawed characters. I do enjoy this genre as well and do really feel called to be a part of it. And, if I can help move people, then, you know, that's all I really want to do.
It is exciting. And I have to say, as a viewer, it's always exciting to see an actor branch out into some new areas and to see something different coming out of them. And I think you'll find probably a whole new set of people now who are new Melissa Joan Hart fans.
Oh, thank you.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking with Melissa Joan Hart of the new movie God Is Not Dead 2, and of course so many other greats that we've seen her in. Now, when we come back to talk with Melissa, we're going to find out what's coming up in her future and who is that one person that she looked up to the most. We'll find all that out right here on Y105.